Before you continue, please put your phones on silent. I repeat, please put your phones on silent. We don't want any interruptions when the captain is speaking. And we'll take one question at a time. If you wish to ask a question, please raise your hands before you ask a question. Please do not interrupt in between. Yeah, who would want to go first?
Virat, Happy New Year. You ended last year saying that 30 minutes of bad cricket essentially took the sheen of what was a great year. Now, beginning this year with another ICC trophy around, what are your expectations from 2020 for the team?
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
I didn't say that it took the sheen off the year. That's a very different way to look at it. I said, apart from those 30 minutes, it was a great year for Indian cricket, and the kind of things we achieved is something that, as a team, we're very proud of. And we understand even the 30 minutes that we spoke of, you play that good a cricket for the whole tournament, and then, you know, on a given day, sport can do that to you. So I think as sportsmen, we understand that it's important to respect that, it's important to process it in the right manner and move ahead, because all we can do is give our best, and sometimes things are supposed to happen for you, sometimes not. But yeah, having said that, we want to continue the same things that we did in the last year that's gone by, and we have put the team on the right track in terms of, you know, being the team that everyone wants to beat across formats. And that, I think, is a very exciting position to be in. And that is something that we want to continue. Keep the standards of the cricket that we've played as high as we have in the past couple of years. Continuing it forward, because it's very important to understand there's a lot of young influence that's coming into the team now. And they need to be able to take the same culture and the same mindset forward. So I think these little transitions keep happening, and we want to embrace them and make sure that the guys that are coming in are on the same page and they get up to speed as soon as possible. So I think these are the few things, as I mentioned before as well, to keep growing these younger guys into guys who will take this team forward in due course of time. So I think the main focus is that for us now, and obviously the ICC tournaments that come along with it are something that we are keenly going to target to be at our best as well.
Virat, in the last 1 year, injuries haven't been kind to Shikhar. And in the meanwhile, KL has gone and scored 44 runs. You know, it's a happy headache to have, because eventually you'll reach a stage where you'll have Rohit, Rahul and Shikhar in the side. So has Rahul's form forced you to rethink the opening combination, or are we still looking at him as a backup?
Well, I think, Rahul's done really well for himself, and I think it's a great sign for the team that, you know, he's coming into his own, and we know how good a player he is, what he can do with the bat. At the top of the order, he's very solid. So I think we're all very happy that he's got runs so consistently. Look, these things happen in cricket. Someone gets injured and another guy comes in and grabs his opportunities and starts playing really well. So I think it all boils down to who's batting well at that particular moment, because you want to go into a tournament or a series with, you know, the strongest 11 you can think of or you can compile. So Shikhar has been unfortunate in terms of injuries, and he's been an experienced player, but that's the dynamic of how teams work. You know, there are 15 guys in the squad, and not everyone is going to be able to play because of reasons all the time. So everyone understands that. Everyone is very aware of that. What's important is for individuals to keep focusing and working hard on their game, because things can turn around at any stage for anyone. So I think it's all about having the belief and staying in there, knowing that, you know, an individual's opportunity will also come. As far as this series is concerned, it's pretty straightforward. Both of them will start. But when Rohit comes back, you know, it's going to be a difficult thing to address, because Shikhar has been an experienced player, but KL is playing so well. So I think we'll have to decide what is the best combination that we can go with and who are the best 11 to take the field.
Yeah, Virat, today was the first day you addressed the team in the new year for practice. So could you please share what you would say?
We spoke of I see a cultural shift in the last 2-3 years in Indian cricket, and it's about playing for the team and not thinking as individuals. And I also mentioned from a very young age, we are always, you know, focused on what we did as individuals. Even when we came back from a game, we were invariably asked, what did you do, rather than did the team win? So I think that's a mindset change that's I see that happening in the last 3 years at a very big level, where we started to appreciate small performances of guys who might have taken a catch or a great run out in the game, and they turned the whole game. So the only chat was to embrace that culture, take it forward, and you know, just strengthen this mindset through the whole cricketing setup circuit through the country to all age groups, that you grow up wanting to play for the team and do well for the team, not for yourself. Then performances will happen as well. I think we get involved in the rat race at an extent where we can go into our individual cocoons a lot of the times, and that can hamper the team at an important stage. So because we played so well as a team, it's important to understand that team is what matters the most, because we are a team right now, another team will come in future. Individuals can't stay forever. So that was basically the chat we had, that think about the team. You know, anyone that you speak to, only address what the team needs to do, what Indian cricket requires, and just behave in that manner, and, you know, have those conversations around the team as well. If someone you feel like is going into a shell, pull that guy out, saying, don't worry about it, just focus on the team, you'll be fine. So I think these things are very important to address and speak about every now and then, because as sportsmen, we can tend to sort of take a lot of pressure in our own performances. And you know, once you focus on the team, the pressure goes away and you do things that you can't imagine otherwise. So the chat was basically, you know, to keep this culture going and eventually change the whole mindset of guys coming in as well, that they're not too worried about their own positions and own performances. That was all we spoke about.
Captain, as we approach the year, we have the team has a lot of T20s to play with the T20 World Cup as well. As a captain, do you relish this opportunity that you have a bunch of players from which you actually have to choose combinations, and is that the biggest priority for you to decide which combination makes it to the World Cup, and how do you plan to go about it?
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I think T20 is something that we don't really have any problems in picking players, because you have the IPL where, you know, at a very competitive level, guys have been performing for season after season, and all the players that you see are probably the most important Indian players in their teams in the IPL, who feature for the franchise every game. So from that point of view, it's all about figuring out which player can fit in at what time, and what is the strongest combination you can take to the World Cup. And everyone's game ready, which I think is the most important thing and the biggest plus of having a squad like this with guys who have played a lot of T20 cricket, as I said, at a very competitive level. So yeah, these next few series is going to be very exciting to see who stands up in pressure situations, how they react under, you know, pressure when maybe Rohit or myself or KL or Shikhar at the top have not fired. So those things are going to be interesting to find out, because we need guys who are ready till 6 and 7 to win you games. It can't be dependent on two guys or three guys in the batting lineup, you know. That's not how you win ICC tournaments. So that's our main focus, to reveal situations to guys and expect them to come into their own and become those, you know, fearless match winners that we should have going into a big tournament. So yeah, it's very exciting to see who will stand up.
Last few.
A follow-up to the combination question, like Bhubaneswar and Chahar are still not there, but you still have quality backups in Thapur, who won you the Cuttack match, and of course Sani, you've seen a lot of them develop at RCB as well. So how do you see that incredible depth in bowling you've spoken about in the test format as well, the backup, but how do you see it for T20 as well, like with Thapur and Sani?
Yeah, it's good to have, as I said, these guys have played a lot of T20 cricket. Sani is a different case because he's come from the domestic setup into the IPL and into the Indian team. So he has bowled quite a bit, has good understanding of lines and lengths, and has obviously got pace. Thakur again has played a lot of T20 cricket, has been playing the IPL for a while, and is quite experienced in that regard. Bhuvi, Bumrah, we don't really have to discuss. Shami is again someone who will always stay in the mix. And Deepak Chahar has bowled really well, you know, for the number of games that he's played. So I think because the tournament is in Australia, you will need these many options and backups ready to be able to take firstly your strongest 11 or strongest squad and then have those backups in place who also can come and do the job. So yeah, it's good that we have identified 5 or 6 guys, and it'll be priority based on, you know, who goes, and then backups will be in place also. With fast bowlers, we know small niggles can happen every now and then. So yeah, we're pretty sorted in that regard. Not a worry at all.
Last two.
Virat, what's your reading of the pitch here in Versa Bara? What kind of match will it be? Will it be a very high scoring match?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be high scoring. The pitch last time we played West Indies here was really, really good pitch to bat on. And yeah, we expect the pitch to play really well. And it's going to be a challenge for the bowlers. Again, an opportunity to see which bowler, you know, reacts well under pressure situations. That's primarily our focus. Whether it's batting favorable the pitch or you know, bowler friendly, the opposite skill will see interestingly how they step up. So if it's a batting friendly pitch, you know, bowlers will be tested. If it's a bowler friendly pitch and you're under pressure, batsmen will be tested. Yeah, but I think this pitch primarily we feel like it's going to be a high scoring.
Final.
Yeah,
there's a lot of this
stuff
from KPI. There's a lot of mixed opinions about 4-day tests. What
does
Indian captain think of it?
4-day tests.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of T20 was you know, a revolution in introducing a new format. I was not in favor of. I was asked about the 100 ball, and I said I'm not gonna go and try myself out in another kind of format because there's already so much going on. And with test cricket, I don't think that, you know, day-night tests is the most that should be changed about test cricket, according to me. I mean, then you're purely only talking about getting numbers in and entertainment, and, you know, I think the intent will not be right then, because then you'll speak of 3-day tests. I mean, where do you end? Then you'll speak of test cricket disappearing. So I don't endorse that at all. I don't think that that is fair to the purest format of the game. How cricket started initially, and, you know, 5-day test matches was the highest of tests you can have at the international level. So according to me, it should not be altered. As I said, day-night is another step towards commercializing test cricket and, you know, creating excitement around it, but it can't be tinkered with too much. I don't believe so.
There is follow-up. City is hosting the match where we saw a lot of protest on CA. You have commented on demonetization when it was introduced. What is your viewpoint on CA?
The city is absolutely safe. We didn't see any problems on the roads, and the issue, I do not want to be irresponsible and speak on something that has, you know, radical opinions, both sides. Need to have total information, total knowledge of what it means and what is going on, and then be responsible to give your opinion on it. Because you can say one thing and then someone can say another thing. So I would not like to get involved in something that I don't have total knowledge of, and it's not going to be responsible on my part to comment on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Super.